This is an OSV Podcast Network production. To learn more, visit osvpodcasts.com.
This is Like a Mother with Katie McGrady, the podcast that brings you honest conversations about motherhood. The ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the realities, the joys, the struggles, the pains, the moments where we think, I can't do this, and the moments where we rejoice that we are doing it, and everything in between. I'm your host, Katie McGrady. We are so happy you're here. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. In St. Meinrad's graduate theology program, lay students are transformed through prayer and study to become servant leaders in today's church. In a welcoming community, St. Meinrad offers a quality theological education that is flexible and affordable. Pursue your MA or certificate in theology via weekend and online offerings. Graduate theology at St. Meinrad, study theology for today's church. Learn more at stmeinrad.edu/OSV. So I'm recording this right now from my hotel room in Mexico City, Mexico, which I realize is an incredibly privileged and somewhat maybe snooty thing to even say. I'm in Mexico and on vacation. I'm actually on pilgrimage. We just wrapped it up a few hours ago, and I finally was able to sneak back up to my room after spending some time with our pilgrims to record this episode. And the reason I waited so long to record today's episode, like really up until the last possible second, was because I knew I wanted to specifically speak about the pilgrimage. Because this wasn't, you know, just a trip to Mexico City, go lounge on a beach somewhere, eat some delicious tacos, although we definitely did that. It was a pilgrimage to visit Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe is so well known. I'm not necessarily going to retell everything that happened to Juan Diego and the encounter he had and the conversations he ended up having with bishops and the way he then lived his life. And I'm not even necessarily going to go into the details of Our Lady of Guadalupe's cultural civilization-wide impact in our world. I think it's important for moms to have devotions. And for me, one of my biggest is to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And that's not necessarily because I have always loved Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's not necessarily because of some deep connection to the things she said or the transformation that occurred in Mexican culture as a result of her apparition. It really is because I have a love of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I have a devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, really kind of out of desperation. It's not a story that I've told very often. I told it on this pilgrimage to the folks that were here. But Our Lady of Guadalupe kind of found me. I think as moms, sometimes, you know, it's really easy for us to get wrapped up in the day-to-day work of motherhood. It's really easy to concentrate and focus on, okay, how am I making my children holy? How am I sharing the faith with them? We look to, okay, am I liturgically living? Am I engaging in the faith in all these different ways? Am I making sure that I'm consuming the things that are most edifying for my life? And sometimes it can almost feel like the devotions that we have and the love that we have in our faith and the way that we're trying to teach our faith to our children, it's like a laundry list of things that I have to do, of activities that have to be created, of food I have to cook, of crafts that need to be hung up on the wall. And then at the end of the day, what's left is that we are these arbiters and teachers of the faith, but do we have it ourselves? We're these people who articulate the faith, who explain the faith, but are we living it in our own personal lives? Am I praying beyond just praying with my children? Am I thinking about my faith beyond just, okay, how am I translating it to these little tiny humans I'm responsible for, or these big humans that have disaffiliated, or this spouse of mine that maybe shows no interest in it? That's really where I found my devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. In 2020, perhaps, you know, the hardest year of anybody's life for quite some time, in the midst of a global pandemic, I was pregnant, and I went in for my 20-week ultrasound. And I went in for the 20-week ultrasound alone. It was during COVID, so, you know, my husband couldn't come with me. And I'm sitting on the table, right, and she's doing the ultrasound, and the ultrasound tech was the same ultrasound tech that I'd had when I was pregnant with my first daughter, Rose. And so I'm laying on the table, and I had a mask on my face, because you had to wear masks. And so the way I was angled on the table while she's doing the ultrasound with the mask on my face and covering my nose, I couldn't see the screen. And so at one point, I kind of sat up a little bit and she said, you have to lay still. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't see the screen. And she went, oh, you can pull that down. And as I pulled it down, I was laying on the table in such a way that, again, the mask was blocking my view completely. And so when I pulled it down, all of a sudden I had like I could see everything that was in the room. And I noticed next to the ultrasound screen up on the wall was this little tiny holy card of, you guessed it, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I saw it and I remember clocking it. Like I remember noticing it and thinking, huh, I've never seen that before. Like all the times I've come into this room, both masked and unmasked in prior pregnancy, I'd never noticed. And all the ultrasounds I'd had, I'd never noticed this little tiny Our Lady of Guadalupe holy card taped up on the wall right next to the screen. And I kind of chuckled to myself, you know, when your senses are taken away, like you can't see something, I guess, you know, your other senses are heightened. And so I guess when you get that sense back, all of a sudden now you can notice things you didn't notice before. And I noticed the Our Lady of Guadalupe holy card, and I specifically clocked it because my OBGYN, I knew, was Catholic, but like wasn't that Catholic. Like to have a holy card taped on the wall next to an ultrasound screen means that you're like Catholic enough to have an Our Lady of Guadalupe holy card taped up on the wall next to a ultrasound screen. Like it's an intense level of Catholicism. And I did not know him to be that. So I clocked it and I thought I'd ask him about it later. And she's going, you know, she's doing the ultrasound, she's doing all the different measurements, and she's kind of answering some of my questions as we go along and answering, okay, well, there's this and there's that. And she told me that she would know the gender by the end of it. And I said, please write it on an envelope. I'd like to open it up with my husband. And it was about, you know, 40 minutes or so of an ultrasound because we had recognized that the placenta was maybe not in the right place. And so we needed to look at it a little bit closer. And so by the time the appointment was finished and I was able to wipe off the gel and get myself resituated, and my doctor came in and he pulled up the stool and he sat across from me. I said, hey, Dr. Mack, let me ask you something. And he went, everything's normal. Everything's fine. You don't need to worry. And I said, no, not about the ultrasound. I've never noticed that Our Lady of Guadalupe up on the wall. And he turned and he looked at it and he said, huh, me neither. And I'm like, well, where did it come from? Did some patient just like tack it up there, subtly evangelizing all the ladies that'd be laying on this table? Is it the ultrasound tech? I'm like, oh my goodness, did I just get her in trouble? Like she wasn't supposed to have any sort of religious artwork. Like I truly didn't know where it came from. And neither did he, apparently. And he looked at it. And he rolled, you know how doctors are on their little wheelie stools. He walks his little wheelie stool over and he looks up at it and he goes, you said she's who? And I said, that's Our Lady of Guadalupe. And he went, huh, that's the pregnant one, right? I laughed. That's as much as he knew. That's the pregnant one, right? And I said, yes, she appeared to Juan Diego in Mexico and asked him to have a church built. And now it's this massive shrine. And I mean, this was long before I'd ever visited Mexico City to go see the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I just, you know, knew like the basic facts. And he went, huh. And then he stood up and he's like eye level with it. And it was a standard size holy card. And he pulls it off the wall. And sure enough, it was like double-sided taped to the wall. And he was like, I have no idea how this got here. And I said, oh, well, I hope I didn't get anybody in trouble. And he said, no. And turned around and he said, do you want it? And I said, no, I have holy cards of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Like, I don't need that one. Put it back on the wall, essentially. And he went, I think I'm going to put this in my office. And he was like, I could tell, kind of captivated by the image. Because that's who she is. She's captivating. Our Lady of Guadalupe just catches your eye. Standing in front of the sun, standing atop the moon, surrounded by stars on her mantle. A look down, her leg in motion as if she's dancing, pregnant. Clearly royalty, powerful, speaking to Juan Diego, asking him to do something, repeatedly appearing to him, giving us this profound sign of her image on the tilma that has not faded in close to 500 years. It's iconic, but it's not an icon. It's a magnificent image, but it's not a painting. It's often said that you go visit Our Lady of Guadalupe. People say it like that. I'm going to see Our Lady of Guadalupe. They don't say I'm going to the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe. They don't even say they're going to the Basilica. They say I'm going to see her. And over the past few days, I've been down here in Mexico City with a group of pilgrims, and we've had the chance to go to the Basilica a few times and pass in front of the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe a few times. And I'm still captivated by it, just like I was that day on the ultrasound table when I saw the holy card stuck to the wall next to the screen. It catches your eye. In fact, when you're walking through the shrine plaza, you can pretty much see the image from anywhere where you stand in the plaza when all the doors are open to the basilica. And it's moving. It's captivating. It kind of shocks you that there she is, ready and waiting. There she is, telling you to not be anxious or worried. There she is. Is she not here? She who is your mother. A devotion, I think, for moms. And that was really the first time I think I paid attention to it. When I was on the ultrasound table and I saw the holy card, and it very much seemed out of place. It was almost like it was supposed to be there for me to see in that moment, because I was incredibly stressed. I was having this 20-week ultrasound without my husband in the room because of COVID, worried about what the world was becoming or what was going to happen in the course of the pandemic. It was in the very earliest days of it. Having no idea what my career would even look like with all of these speaking gigs canceled. But there she was. I think that's sometimes how devotions in motherhood grow. They just happen to be there at the right time. Just like sometimes when we share the faith, it happens to be in just the right way. Or we have a moment with a child that plays out just as it should. That nothing is accidental. No things happen without God's hand in the midst of them. But sometimes it seems like God's kind of putting weight on the scales a little more in some situations than in others. And for me, just in the past few days being back down here in Mexico City on this pilgrimage and spending time with Our Lady of Guadalupe, something kind of became very clear to me about motherhood, something that I knew I had to share on this show, something that I'd kind of been wrestling with but didn't quite know how to handle in prayer until I sat in the shrine and just took a bit of time in her presence and really talked to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. In St. Meinrad's graduate theology program, lay students are transformed through prayer and study to become servant leaders in today's church. In a welcoming community, St. Meinrad offers a quality theological education that is flexible and affordable. Pursue your MA or certificate in theology via weekend and online offerings. Graduate theology at St. Meinrad. Study theology for today's church. Learn more at stmeinrad.edu/OSV. They are today's show sponsor. See, I think sometimes in motherhood, I get very anxious. It's why sometimes I maybe repeat myself when I say the ups, the downs, the goods, the bads, and maybe sometimes focus on the bads or focus on the downs because it's an attempt to control. We're all secretly little control freaks. And especially in motherhood, we all very much want to maneuver and manage and handle because there's so much that has to be done. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a handle. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be in charge. There's nothing wrong with wanting to know how the tape's going to play out. But there comes a point, I think, sometimes in motherhood where we don't know how to trust God anymore with what's unfolding in our families, what's unfolding in our motherhood. We're almost scared to relinquish any sort of control, to surrender any of it. Because on the other side, we know of that surrender is God waiting to maybe do something that I'm not ready for. Is maybe the Lord speaking to us in a particular way that would require stepping out of a comfort zone, require removing something from our lives or adding something into our lives that would stretch us, that would challenge us, that would maybe, in some ways cause a little bit of pain, because anytime you stretch, as good as that stretch might be, it sometimes kind of feels like your body's being pulled in the wrong direction. And if Our Lady of Guadalupe is anything, right, this profound patroness of life, this profound witness to coming to people as they are, this woman who's able to take a seeming nobody with no power and no significance and literally transform civilization as a result of her presence, right? If anybody could do that, it's the Blessed Mother, it's Our Lady of Guadalupe. But I think for me, the component of the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe that moves me the most, the component of the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe that captivated me that day when I saw the picture up on the wall, is that Our Lady of Guadalupe tells us not to worry. And if we're controlling in motherhood, if we try to manage and maintain order, all good things, but we do so sometimes without the release of other things, without trusting the Lord with some of the bigger things, just kind of handing over to him the small things, because that's very easy. It's very easy to let the Lord handle. Well, then devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe can teach us to worry a little bit less. And how? Well, think about Marian apparitions. When Mary appears to people, she's always telling them to do something. The children at Fatima to pray the rosary. Bernadette of Subaru and Lourdes to build a shrine, but not just any shrine, right? To dig up in the mud and the water would bubble forth, and then to drink and bathe and bless with the water. But what does Our Lady of Guadalupe tell Juan Diego to do? Juan Diego, who was a widower, he'd lost his wife. Juan Diego, who was taking care of his sunk old uncle, Juan Bernardino. Juan Diego, who was on his way somewhere else when she stopped him out of the blue. One of the last times Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego, he was walking away from her. He was trying to avoid her. He did not go back to where she'd said to meet him. And he is found by Our Lady of Guadalupe, and she asks him, "Where are you going?" And he tells her, right, "I'm worried about my uncle. I was going to get a priest. My uncle's dying. He wants to receive last rites." And the Blessed Virgin Mary looks at Juan Diego and she's like, "Am I not here? She who is your mother?" And she says this profound thing to him about how he is under her mantle. He is under her protection. Is she not the one that he can trust? And she says to him, the last thing she says to him is to not be worried, to not be anxious, to not be frightened. I think she says that to all of us. I think she said that to me that day as I was laying on the ultrasound table and I took the mask off and I could see all of a sudden, and there she was just up on the wall, stuck with some double-sided tape. The doctor didn't even know it was there. Didn't even remember necessarily who she was, just that she was the pregnant one. Is she not here? She who is our mother, and telling us not to be worried and telling us not to be anxious. If there's any devotion that I think moms need, it's one to a mother who appears to somebody who is on his way to do something else. And she looks at him and says, "I've got it." Which as moms, oh, how many times do we say that? "I've got it. I've got this to take care of. I've got that to do. I've got these things to manage. I've got these things to control. And even if nobody ever says thank you for it, then I'm happy that I did it. Or even when everybody applauds me for it, man, does that feel good." But we do all of it. And sometimes in the midst of that, avoid the Lord, avoid even Our Lady, avoid devotion for its own sake for ourselves, but merely just as something that we have to do within our families. And yet here's the Blessed Virgin Mary looking at us and saying, "Don't worry, don't be anxious. I am here. I am here. Am I not here? She who is your mother." Mary invites us to trust her. I think the same way that we invite our children to trust us. And it's very easy for us to do that with our children, to tell them to trust us, to tell them we've got this under control, to tell them that we have a handle on it. The other day, Rose had a project for school and she needed a half poster board. And she asked me like four different times, "Mom, did you go buy the half poster board? Did you buy the half poster board?" And I told her, I was like, "Yes, buddy, I've got it. Like, I wouldn't lie to you. Have I ever not gotten you what you needed for school before?" And I said it just like that. And it kind of dawned on her, like, I can trust that Mom's going to do this thing that I need. And we say that to our children all the time. We say that to our spouses. We say that at work. We say that on social media. We say it all the time. I've got this under control. But then we have no trust in Mary saying that I've got this under control, or no trust in Jesus and inviting us to trust him a little bit more with the big stuff, not just the small stuff. I passed by the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe probably for the sixth or seventh time just a couple of days ago. And as I was going past on the escalator, I looked over and there was this man standing there holding his infant child up as if to like lift the child towards the Tilma in this epic moment of faith. And I thought, you know, we lift others up to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We bring things in front of the Tilma. We bring petitions and intentions. We talk about the great power of seeing her in person. But do we bring ourselves? And so when I got off the conveyor belt, I took a left instead of a right in the shrine and looped back around and went down on the conveyor belt a second time to look up at Our Lady. And I asked her to just remind me to not be anxious, to not be worried, but to trust her, to recognize that she is here, she who is my mother. And the same way my children trust me, their mother, I can trust her, my mother. We're in the season of Lent, and I think it's a perfect time as moms to reflect on, am I trusting the Lord? And if that's hard, if it's hard to think about, I'm not trusting the Lord, or I'm not growing in my devotion, or I'm not taking time to talk to him, or prayer is a thing on the to-do list I have to get through because I'm responsible for managing all these other things, this is the perfect time to maybe listen to Mary, who says to us, don't be anxious, don't be worried. I'm protecting you. You're under my mantle. I'll bring you closer to the heart of my son. I would encourage you to take some time to read the words that Our Lady spoke to Juan Diego. Powerful, powerful words of invitation to trust. Words that I think we all need to take to heart, we need to hear and really believe in. And, you know, next time you're laying on an ultrasound table, maybe look up and you might see an Our Lady of Guadalupe holy card stuck next to the screen. We're grateful for today's sponsor, St. Meinrad's Graduate Theology Program. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. St. Meinrad's Graduate Theology Program offers lay students the opportunity to be transformed through prayer and study to become servant leaders in today's church. In a welcoming community, St. Meinrad offers a quality theological education that is flexible and affordable. You can pursue your MA or certificate in theology via weekend and online offerings. Graduate theology at St. Meinrad. Study theology for today's church. Learn more at stmeinrad.edu/OSV.
This has been a production of OSV Podcasts. To learn more, visit osvpodcasts.com.